I'm visiting with Tom German with Templeton Feed and Grain. And first of all, Tom, tell me a little bit about Templeton Feed and Grain.
Well, Templeton Feed and Grain was started by my father, and that was in 1946. So we've been in business for about 67 years. We manufacture, deliver. We've gone through a lot of the cycles. At one time there was 400 dairies in San Luis County, and then there was 40, then there was 4, and then there's none. We went through the turkeys in the 60s. They had several large flocks on the Central Coast. Then we even went through the ostriches. Ostriches was quite a thing 15 years ago. And we've gone from mostly bulk out the back door to just retail out the front door. Our number one seller is rabbit feed, and we sell about 200 tons a month of just rabbit, but we manufacture dairy, poultry, hog, horses. We sell a lot of bird seed from leech milling. We sell Cruz dog food that's been a very good seller. And business has been very good. We buy local grains that are grown on the coast, barley, wheat, and oats, and we use that in manufacturing. And we do have seed cleaning. We do oats and barley and wheat, and we do a lot of field pickup when it becomes harvested, in the summer. And it's a family-owned business, and it's a very good business at this point.
Well, you mentioned family. I overheard you just before we were able to do this. Your father started it. You work in it. I understand your son and even grandson does a little bit of work.
Yeah, we have the fourth generation. Like I say, my dad started it in 46, and I've been there full-time for 45 years. I went to school, and then went to some college, and then I was in the service. And so in 66, that's when I went full-time, and that's been about 45 years. My son has been there for about 20 years, and my grandson that is 10, he comes in, does some office. He writes invoices and counts out change. And so that's a lot of our customers really enjoy having a fourth generation.
Well, it's a great story. We'd like to see a lot more of those around the country today, I'll tell you what. Tell me about the relationship you all have with OH Cruz. I know you mentioned their dog food, for example, but describe that relationship.
Well, there's been many ag businesses, manufacturing. We do work with J.D. Haskell, with Cruz and Penny Newman and all of them, and it's a really good working relationship. Everyone kind of pulls together, but when Cruz put in that pet food, that was a real nice added feature, because we used to manufacture our own dog food, but with Mad Cow and all of that, we had to get completely out of it. And so they're providing a very good product at a very attractive price. And we have been very successful selling the Cruz line of dog foods.
Well, I think it was last year I got to go on the tour of the plant facilities. Very state-of-the-art and real focus on quality. And I guess today's pet owners are more focused than ever on making sure they're feeding good feed to their animals.
Yeah, matter of fact, I have a poster from last year. I was over last year, and it showed the whole plant facility, and I keep it right above the display of the Cruz dog food, and I point to the plant, and I said, hey, this is the state of the art. It's designed for human consumption, and it is just a first-class operation.
So you've seen so many changes in this part of the, we'll call it agribusiness, if you will, over the years. What would you say right now are your thoughts in terms of where it's at? I mean, you said business is good. That's good, but certainly it's not what it used to be, I guess.
No, it sure isn't. The thing that I think most ag people have the same sentiment is if keep the government out of our lives, life would be a lot better. The EPA is just absolutely ruining ag business, state regulation, all the fees, all the we have a fleet of trucks, so we just have to put about a $14,000 filter on the engines that were perfectly fine. They get tested for emissions, and we're getting 6 miles to the gallon as it is, and they either got to put the muffler on, filter on at $14,000-$15,000, or you got to get a new truck for about $180,000. And it just goes against the grain, retiring a perfectly good unit. And so we're putting the mufflers on.
We're running a little poll of our audience right now about what the impact the government shutdown has had on you. And I think the number one answer right now is kind of like not very much. In other words, are we missing a lot of those folks that are not doing that right now?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that is really disturbing to me is they're, in my opinion, they are trying to make life so miserable, and they're going out of the way with the veterans, and I am a veteran myself. They just are making life miserable, and they're not saving any money for two reasons. It's costing them more money to enforce not letting people in than if they let them in. And I think last week they passed an emergency deal that they're going to pay all the back pay anyway. So all it is just trying to punish us for not going the way that they want us to go.
Well, just to, on a more optimistic note, looking ahead, you feel like things are pretty still bright for your company?
I'm real excited. The commodities are coming down. I think they had the largest planting of corn since 1927. They're restricting some of the, or holding back on some of the subsidies for ethanol, which is a good thing. And with corn coming down, soya coming down, and barley will follow that, we should be able to get some relief on the on our commodities. That soya had $100 flux in just this last 2-3 months. It was up to $500, then it was down to $550, then it was down to $450. And being that volatile, I'm really looking forward to more stable prices and lower prices on commodities.
I think you're echoing a lot of what I hear out in the countryside. Tom, it's been so great to meet you and visit with you here at this OH Cruise, what they call Grand Opportunities event. Much continued success with your family operation in Templeton. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.